trumas parachas mishnah beis v'chulam. In all these cases, we're going to see which ones. Shahaisa truma b'seich piyam, that had truma in their mouths. Rabbi Eliezer Omer yivlo. Rabbi Eliezer says they should swallow the food that's in their mouth if they started eating it. The Rav says that Rabbi Eliezer is dafka dealing with the eved and the isha, that they ate the truma, and while they ate it, they ate it beheter. There's no reason they shouldn't have eaten it. So in that case, Rabbi Eliezer says that they should swallow it. But a case where at the beginning of the eating they weren't fit to eat truma at all, like a ben grusha or a ben chalutza, that they never were eating it beheter, that Rabbi Eliezer is going to be moida to Rabbi Shua Shita, as we're going to see soon, that he has to spit it out. No difference if a person is going to say, as we're going to see later in the Mishnah, if a person tells somebody that you were always tameh. There also, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you have to spit it out. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yefloitu, and Rabbi Yeshua says in all cases they have to spit it out. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he can continue eating it, and then once he eats it, as we know, Rabbi Eliezer's shita is they're mechayev a karen and a chaimish, and some of them farshim Mishnah Mishnah they go into when they start eating it. There could be there's another machlekes here, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether or not the fact that he already ate it is already not fit for eating anymore because he already started chewing it, so nobody else can eat it anymore. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it could be he just can eat it now, and Rabbi Yeshua says he still has to spit it out. We can look in the Mishnah Yishayna on that. Next case, Amrulo nitmesa v'nitmes truma. But did they tell the guy that he became tamei after he put the food in his mouth, or that the truma became tamei after he put it in his mouth? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yivla. Rabbi Eliezer says, same thing. He can still swallow it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yifla. Rabbi Yeshua says he should spit it out. However, tamei hayisa, but if they tell him while he has it in his mouth, they tell him, by the way, you were tamei even before you put it in your mouth, or they tell him that the food that you put in your mouth before you put it in your mouth, it was tameh. Oh, no, the shahut tevel. Or they tell him while it's in his mouth that it was always tevel. Or it was ma'aserishin that they didn't take truma off. Or it was ma'aserishin v'hektish that they weren't paida. Oh, shetam tam pishpish l'soich piv. Or he tastes the flavor of some type of insect called pishpish. The Rav says that when you would roll it up, it would have a very disgusting taste and smell. And the Mefarshim explained, lav dafka, this pishpesh, it's really anything that's disgusting and smells bad, would be the same halacha, hareza yiflot, you can spit it out. And obviously in the other cases, you should spit it out. And this, even Rabbi Eliezer's maida, like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer only held that somebody that was oichel it beheter, there he can swallow it. But like, for example, a ben grusho, ben chalutza, that there was never beheter, in all these cases, in the end of the Mishnah, tamei, Hayisa, no deshu tevel, all these cases were in the beginning. When he put it in his mouth, it was aser. Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that you have to spit it out.